you this morning?
Good. How are you?
Good. Can you have coffee today?
Yes, two, please. And cream.
And cream.
And can I get a glass of water? Anything special for today? Anything breakfasty?
No, we don't. What's on there is what's on there. On Saturday, we usually do a French toast, homemade cinnamon French toast. That's really good.
It sounds good.
Yeah. So.
Oh, man.
I know.
I wish it were Saturday. That sounded good.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I don't think we have any. No, I know we don't. She
it's
makes
good.
It fresh like that night before.
Saturday they have, what is it?
Homemade cinnamon French toast.
Oh, I bet they do. That's got your name all over it, Tim.
Yep.
You have to come in sometime for Saturday.
Thank you.
Do you know
You're
what
welcome.
You want?
No,
not
I don't.
Not yet. All right.
I'll be right back.
Okay, thank you. Am I dropping you at the clinic today? And picking
know.
You up later?
Did that work for you?
Oh, yeah. You need to get a Z-Pack.
What is a Z-Pack?
Honey, you got insurance. It cost me $100. It's going to cost you, what, $10? Or they're going to bill your insurance. It's going to cost you nothing. Except
for
your
Z-Pack?
Time. Well, and the Z-Pack for me was $28
what
at
they,
Walmart.
What did they do when you went in there?
Oh, they weigh you, they look at you.
I don't want them to weigh me.
Well, I always turn around.
I don't want to see
it. And that's what I just tell them. I said, I don't want to know. And they're like, fine.
I mean, it's like, I'm tired. I'm sick. I have not been to the gym in 2 months.
Well, you know what? Get over just that. Just go and take care of yourself this morning, you know, or this afternoon. Or just go sit there. And you know what? If it's 2 hours, you have to sit and get the Z-Pack. Tim, tomorrow at this time, you're going to feel 100% better. I mean, I know when I did it, it was like, oh my God, okay, I can actually function now. I mean, you can kind of feel it working in your body.
Yeah, I'm such a baby.
Well, we all are.
No, I am a baby.
You know, it's heal thyself, and I'm like, you're not going to heal yourself.
You haven't ever let me talk, do you?
No.
And that's, you know, and that's pretty something, because I never let anyone else talk, so.
I know, but I want you to feel better, and if it means shaming you into going, because like I said, you know,
you're
going to
sick shame me?
Mm-hmm. Well, because what you told me is you still have 2 weeks now of.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And you don't want to feel like this.
So yesterday, I get up, you know, and it's getting to the part where it's hard to remember, you know, every time I've, you know, met with the, you know, the group of people, and when I didn't. It's just the days now, mm-hmm. you know. Yesterday was supposed to be my day off, but I went into work, and, like, everything's rolling into one day or another. And I'm not tired from work, mm-hmm. you know. And so, yeah, I didn't meet with you all yesterday, right?
No.
I stayed in bed. Did I? So I used that as an excuse because I got permission to come in late, even though it's my day off, to come after the coffee group and 8:45 coffee group. How about that? And I did. I slept through and then drive to work. And I never know the gas gauges. And this is kind of my life. You know, I look at the gas gauge because the light always comes on. And I always am told, people always tell me how they have, never pay attention to the E because there's always like an extra gallon or two. They do that so you're safe or something. And I'm like, the one time I don't get gas is I don't like driving on an empty tank. You know, even if it's like a half, I want to fill it up to full because even when I go somewhere, it just... It teases my mind that I, you know, didn't drive anywhere. And before, I can make a tank last for like a week or two. You know, I only drive 5 miles to work, used to. Now it's, you know, a half hour. And it's not bad. It's once a week now. That's not bad. Not really. Not when I got the Drew Canoe to drive me around the Land Shark. My own personal Bonnie driver. But I drive... And I'm just like, yeah, I didn't pray. I didn't do the Lord Prayer, the any prayer, the anything saying, God, get me to work. I hope I don't pass. There is no gas station. Once you hit that bypass, yes. There is no gas station until you get to almost Niles. Mm-hmm. And it's that really creepy truck stop on the right. You know, it's really creepy because it's one of those ones that has that, it has a, I remember going there drunk once. Trying to get breakfast, and it was a mess. But, you know, it's where you can, truckers can do their laundry, and they can shower, and, you know, and I don't know if there's naughtiness carrying on or what, but, you know. Anyway, so I make it to the gas station, and I'm just like, do I get gas now, or do I get it when I go home from work? You know, but then I'm like, well, what if I turn the car off and it won't start up? Maybe if there's just not enough gas to even start it. I know. I know. That's exactly it. So now I got to buy gas tanks. Bonnie probably has a pink, studded, encrusted, air de lume gas tank just for this in right next to her picnic basket for just such events. And I'm like, well, Bonnie, you better pick up if I need you. But I'm sitting there and I'm... you know, I haven't even looked at the menu. What do I like eating here?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I want.
Okay.
I want eggs with bacon. You got the best bacon. Eggs over medium. A couple potatoes on the side. And I want one of the biscuits and gravy. I'm going to try biscuit and gravy.
Okay.
You know, that's just it. Sick, when I'm sick, never affects my hunger. Never.
Bye, folks. Thank you. You too.
Yeah, and I'm going to have the two eggs over medium with potatoes, toast, and bacon. And don't you have a multigrain?
Toasted sunflower honey.
That's it, yeah, if you can double toast it.
Okay.
Do you have a sourdough?
We do it. That's what it comes with.
Oh, then I want the sourdough, yes.
Yeah.
Sourdough is only the bread that's hard. Hard enough. Mm-hmm. Why do you double?
Because I like the crunch.
The crunch, not the burn. Because it doesn't
like
burn.
I'm known for burning.
I like the burnt popcorn at the bottom sometimes.
You do.
But you pop for your popcorn so perfect. There's hardly any seeds or burnt in it. I'd be like, can you double pop your popcorn, please? So I'm sitting there pumping the gas, and I'm ecstatic because I wanted to send a picture out saying, look, I'm getting gas for $2.15.
You're kidding.
Yeah, I'm sitting here ecstatic about this, and then some idiot's posting, I got it for $1.67. I got it for blah, blah, blah. Well, I'm like, just quit peeing in my Cheerios and let me be happy for my $2.15. And so, you know, and then it clicks. And then don't most gas pumps have that little protector? If it's too much, it stops.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting here, I'm like going, I got a little more, a couple gurgles left to put in there. No, it all, you know, splash, all the way down my leg.
Oh, damn.
And then I'm just like, now all of a sudden I get a text from my boss. She's like, you okay? It's like, I'm looking around, like, did she see me?
Yeah.
And it's just one of those moments where I'm just wanted to cry, because I'm like, I'm tired, I'm sick, I don't want to go to work, it's my day off, and I have gas on my pants. And I'm just like, you know, it's just one of those days where, you know, the old me would have just went into a rage. I would have turned around and I said, no, I'm not, fuck this, I'm going home, screw the work, screw whatever good I can do. How can I go all day with gas in my on my pants? And so I'm sitting there, I got a tissue, and I just doused it in the windshield wiper fluid and just soaked my pants, because the smell, you know, makes me sick. I mean, it would make anyone sick. So I'm in the bathroom, too, and when I get to work, and I use some more, there's these hand sanitizer wipes in my office, so I'm using that, and I'm just doing everything, because I'm like, well, you know what, I just got to get through today. You know, I'm telling you. You know, even when I'm sick now, and it was a good day, and the fun thing about it is that at the end of the day, my little gay brother, came to me because they switched his position, and he was upset, and he's like, what did I do wrong? And I said, Justin, you didn't do anything wrong. You know, I'm trying to make him, talk him off the ledge, make him feel better. And then I knew they were going to do the same thing with me. I don't know why. Because when you hear, Justin, can you come to the office? You're like going, oh, what's going on today? And then, Tim, can you come to the office? And the best part about it is when I sat down, you know, as my manager and co-manager, and they wanted to close the door, and they kind of got these weird little smirky smiles on their face. They're like, you afraid? Why are you afraid? And I said, I'm not afraid. I said, I ain't got none afraid. What's the worst you can do? Fire me? Bring it on. Did I do anything wrong? Not that I know of. And usually when I get in trouble, I didn't know I did something that got me in trouble, so why sit here and make me wait until you tell me what I did wrong? Because you're going to tell me what I did wrong. So what's the point of stressing it out until it happens? You know? And then I'm like, what's the worst you can do to me? You know? I'm not afraid. Bring it on. And they just were laughing. And they wanted to switch my position too. And it was really nice because it was exactly what I knew was going to happen. It was something I told them they should have done when I first got there, when we had the time to make the changes, and me with the confidence of doing what I do best. They put me in the positions of the front and operations and all that, where I told them all along, that's where I'm good at. Because of our managerial walk the other day, they had to make drastic changes. And they're like, well, this is drastic. You need to do this. I'm like, well, I said, the only thing I'm upset about is that I told you this 2 months ago when I first got here. Now you're doing it, and now I have 3 weeks to fix it, when before I had 2 months to fix it. It took them a while, and they go, well, we were just worried about whether you wanted to be in that position. I said, no, you weren't. You've been sitting around waiting to see if I was worried if I wanted to stay in this place. You know, so, and then we brought up Jay. Me and Mike. I know, right? So I'm just telling them everything. You know, and I just gave them a shoot down of, you need to do this, you need to do this, you need to do this. And they're like, I'm like, all right, when does this start? And they go, tomorrow. And I'm like going, what? And I'm like, and then I was wanting to come in tomorrow or today, because the person that had the position before went on vacation. And this is where things are so wrong where I work, because, you know, even though it benefited me, you know, people taking 11, 12, 13 days during crunch time and two vacations, somebody needs to put their foot down and say, we got to run a business. sorry about your luck. Take your vacation later or something. I don't know. But she's not back till Wednesday. So not only do I got to clean up, I got such a mess to clean up. And it just, at least they finally came around to the, you know, that I told you guys this months ago. But it's fine because you know why? I don't report to Satan. Satan does nothing for me. I don't
have to. You're buying the lottery ticket today,
I
baby.
I know. So it's like, Satan, not today, oh, Satan. Shit. Bye-bye. I'm my own boss. The only person I report to is my boss.
My God.
And, well, of course, God. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Damn. I know. Right? So, I mean, it's like, I wanted to share all of that with my with the coffee group, but I'm like, there was so much going on today, because I wasn't getting your take on complacency. What made you bring that up?
That I feel I'm being complacent and looking for a job.
It is not enough that we're taking pictures of you by Help Wanted signs. Go with that.
It just, you know, and they're feelings, they're not facts. It feels like I'm not doing anything, or I feel like I need to be doing more, or, okay, because I don't have anything on the horizon, that I'm not doing enough. I'm complacent. I'm not working.
Can I ask you a scary question?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we take these pictures of you by the Help Wanted signs, mm-hmm. and some of them are kind of artistic and fun.
They are very artistic.
But there are some people that say, did you even bother to apply?
No.
You're going to take a picture in front of that, and there are people who want that picture, but are you making fun of that? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
Is that what we're doing?
I'm using it as humor for my own personal self to say that, you know what, I am doing things that are professional, that I am meeting with people, that I am meeting with professionals, business owners, people that are out in the workaday world that have my best interest at heart, and if this helps me of making fun, then yeah, so be it. I would hope to God that I wouldn't have to be at some of those places, but you know what? Maybe that if I need to be, that's where God will send me.
But you always talk about putting the rubber to the road. Mm-hmm. You know, you're putting hand. What's that phrase you say? That palm to palm, or
yeah, pressing the flesh.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. how many people just sit at home with just clickety clackety click, you know, just send something off into ethers expecting, well, I did what I did today, you know?
I'm doing the opposite of that. And for me, that feels fulfilling. But it's still, Tim, it doesn't feel like it's enough at times.
But you're doing something.
Right.
You're not sitting at home.
No, I'm not.
You know, wallowing in it or taking advantage of the company's dime or the state's dime or mm-hmm. anything like that. Mm-hmm. And then I was making fun of you because you're like, I want to work only 20 hours a week. I want to have $80 million. I want a shopping express, a travel express. I want to work home for 2 days. And I want Jell-O pudding at the end of every day. And then like somebody, and I always say it all the time, especially when I'm at work, you know, like you ask a lot, Tim. I say, you know what, I do. I expect a lot. But you know what? If I shoot for the moon, well, then maybe you'll hit the sky or a cloud or maybe a star at one point. And then one day, you just might land on that moon. So, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. And right. there was, and a little thing too, a little serious. A friend of mine just announced that after 9 months of job searching, 9 months, he found a job.
Mm-hmm.
Are you?
Not 9 months.
Right.
No.
I mean, what does that say to you?
You know, I talked to my friend yesterday, and then the quote that I received from a good friend of mine yesterday said, and this is after I met with my friend, and this has been in the back of my mind for probably a couple years, that, you know what, all those things you just listed, yes, those are the job descriptions that I want. I want to work from home, I want to do this, I want to do that. Well, Are You Finally Ready to Let Go and Live Your Destiny? March 1997, A Remarkable Sensation from the Great One.
Could you drink more water?
Yeah, please, whenever you come back. So, am I ready? And that's how I told Mary Jo yesterday. I said, Mary Jo, you knew me at my worst. You saw me at my worst. I saw you, you saw me staying embarrassed with shit for decades. And I said, I tried and I tried. I said, you know, until I got beyond it and got 5 years past almost, I never realized how devastating it was. She goes, I know, Bonnie. I know. I said, Mary Jo, can I really do this? She said, yeah, you can.
Well, think about it. You got through that. And look at you, and look how good you look.
Mm-hmm.
And look how awesome you feel. You're that job wasn't ready for you back then.
Right.
Because all that would have done was Bug would have just had another lifeline, and
exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And he
would have coasted another 10 years, yes, and your life would have coasted another 10 more miserable years.
So it was good to see her, you know, just the FaceTime and not even having, you know, the resume. It's like, you know, you give it to her. And she said, too, you know, there is that, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll take a topper, yes.
The position that they have at the office that was there probably 3 months ago when I was still at my other job. And she said, you know, Bonnie, that way you'd be able to get your feet wet. It only pays this much. She gave me the layout of that, how much it would cost to be able to get, you know, a license, and the potential that's there, but also the potential of the money, because her husband just became a realtor at Judy's office.
Oh, you'd be so good.
And that's...
Oh, your knowledge and your history
and, you know,
of the community.
And I thought, you know, Tim, I...
You know who had the house, who built the house. You know
place
all that.
I go, I see somebody I know. Like, if not one person, too. I went to the hospital yesterday to see a person in the book club. Who did I run into? But the guy that sits in the rocking chair down at the camp meeting.
Is he Rick? I love him. He's a doctor. See, you never know, Bon. And look at you. You look good. And it was so funny because then Linda was looking at you like, Bonnie, where do you get your white tops? And God, how much time have I given you shit about your white top? And then you gave me this diatribe the other day about how you use vinegar and vinegar your shirt. And I'm like, oh, crap. Here she goes. Linda, do you know what you're asking? Oh, my God. Here comes the white vinegar.
And the heart. Check
oh, it's
that.
A heart biscuit. Awesome.
I just love what you do here, Linda. It's Linda.
Lori. Yeah.
She knew
oh,
it was
look
an
at you.
L.
There you go. Would you like
good.
Jelly?
No, because you don't have a raspberry, but I will take some butter.
Oh, some butter? Okay.
Just add to the fat.
That is a heart
Isn't
biscuit.
That beautiful? Look at that. And that's,
you know I got to take a picture
honey,
of
that's
it.
That's real gravy, too.
That's why I wanted to try it. I'm like, if they're going to do it right, they're going to do it. Ain't no sunshine today. What a beautiful day. I love rainy days.
I don't want any biscuit. I just want to try the gravy.
You don't want a piece of my heart? You don't want a piece of my heart? You better take a piece of my heart, biscuit.
Oh my God, is that good?
There better be some sausage in that. Looks like it.
Mm-hmm.
Something.
Delicious.
It's 9/11. Do you still feel? How do you feel when this?
I'm glad to see you have your hat on. You know that you're sporting the
I
flag.
Didn't know it when I put the hat on.
Well, you know. Thank you, my dear.
Oh, you don't have to leave it played.
All right.
There you go.
It just looks better.
Yes,
well,
I
you
know.
Know and we
you.
Love you for
yes,
it. We won't forget. It just makes us look less fat.
Exactly. You know, I remember when that happened, I was at KitchenAid Portables. I was in a meeting when the first plane hit and didn't know a damn thing about it. Got out of that meeting, And that's when we had TVs in the building. And went up, got off the elevator, and saw people standing there, and saw the other plane hit, and was like, oh my God, what the fuck happened? You know what? I left work, I went to Murphy's, and I probably bought 30 flags, and I went to school, and I got my kids.
Were you on autopilot? Did you know what you were doing when doing it?
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
Yes, I knew what I was doing, and I know at work they didn't want people to leave, and I thought, fuck you, I'm not staying here. If this is coming to the end, man, I thought, I'm getting my kids.
You know, it's kind of sad when people think about it, because some more people would have been saved in that second tower had people not told them to stay in the building and safer in the building.
Right.
What
right.
do people think sometimes?
Well, you know what? I can't judge
in a situation like
yeah.
that, fire me.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
getting out of Dodge.
That's why I left. Like somebody said, you know what? I remember we're between two nuclear plants, Palisades
yes.
and Cook.
Yes.
I'm not staying in
I
this
didn't
building.
Realize that one day. Mm-hmm. And then one day I was down by the beach in Grand Mirrors, and it was a gorgeous, beautiful day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was with somebody, and they're like going, you see that fence or something? There's something, a blockade or something
mm-hmm.
there? And they're like, oh, that's guns.
It
like,
is guns.
What are you talking
yeah.
about? They're like, if you get too close,
they'll shoot you.
They don't care if you're a sailboat.
Exactly.
They don't care if you're
for
a canoe.
Fisherman.
They will shoot first
yes,
and ask
will.
Questions. And I'm like, wow, I didn't even think.
Yeah.
And there is two next to us.
Yeah.
I remember one time my mom, I was in Chicago. Where was I? Something like this happened, and she wanted to know if I was okay. I'm like, yeah, I'm okay. And I remember after all that, there was this, not a friend, she wouldn't be a despicable friend, but I tell the story, and she's like, well, how does that affect me? You know, I can sit here with my little, I'm sick, I don't want to go to work, I want to be complacent, blah, 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 but on this day, how many thousands of family have to be reminded what happened? And then we're sitting there worried about some dumb bitch, excuse my language,
mm-hmm.
in Kentucky or whatever
yeah.
that won't give marriage license to gays.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know? And just yeah. like Linda was saying today, it was like, you know, this is first world problems, complacency. You know, I mean, I'm like going, there's countries in the world that can't wake up and go, oh, what am I not going
to
do with my time
today?
When they wake up and their first thought is, what am I going to do to get food for my kids today?
And clean water.
What am I going to do? Yes.
Or
health. Or home. Or, you know, it's like, and it's like I was saying too about, I don't know how, I would never be a parent. I don't. As much as I want to be a dad, as much as I want a little Timmy and a little dress him up, he'll be graduating to college thinking, you know, where did you come from? And he'll say, I come from the planet Krypton, you know? And think that's perfectly normal. And my dad is Clark, you know? But I don't know how, you know? And I can be all me and be all, you know, strong and say, he's 22, he's his own life now. And I don't know if, I know it's going to be kind of sad, but I remember when my little brother died and the pain my mom went through for, they had to put her to sleep, to get her to sleep for like a week. I would rather die than have to go through something like that. When I had to say goodbye to Audrey,
mm-hmm.
I never wanted to live again. Mm-hmm. So, not to be affected, and for us to sit and think, you know, I got it so easy, or my life is so hard, and, you know, and then we put our attention, focus our attention on just trivial, silly things,
mm-hmm.
and like the one person said, I like that. I want to visualize my life, or do I want to rewind it and see what I did before? I'd rather visualize what's before me.
Is that this morning? God, I zoned that one out. That's good. Say
you
that again.
You missed it. It was good. I'd rather view the life before me. It was from Ryan.
Huh.
Rather than, you see me too, because I missed it too until Bob rebuilt. I'd rather visualize my life than rewind it. I can choose
mm-hmm.
visualize in my life. Or rewind what I did before.
Mm.
I'd rather stay in the today
yeah.
and the now.
Yep.
Oh, wow. What a good day.
Very good. Thank you for sharing.